my first time covering a wildfire, and it's the first time doing anything this big of a breaking news assignment. I think in general, facing a wildfire is a kind of a daunting task. You know, when you drive up into the area, the first thing you noticed is big haze, orangey landscape, and then the smell, I think, is really what stood out to me. At first, it's this kind of pungent, stinging smell. You know, it's not the campfire smell that brings back these nostalgic times of camping with your parents. It's a frightening smell. The one photo that really stood out to me from my experience is a photograph I took of a gentleman named Todd Quinn. He was a homeowner up in the Antoine Creek area of Chelan, and I drove up into the area. There's fires on both sides of the road, real charred black landscape, burnt power poles. You know, it's kind of one of those situations where you have to trust your instinct before getting into it. So I was photographing actually these three sisters who had just lost their childhood home. And so I had just kind of worked my way into this situation, just really feeling out the landscape and the emotions that were going on. And their neighbor, Todd Quinn, came down to the house, and he rode down on his dirt bike, and he was, because communication is so poor out there, there's no cell service, there's no internet, there's nothing. So you're really relying on the resources you have around you, and more often than not, it just happens to be your neighbors. And so he was looking for somebody to go into town to reach a veterinarian for one of his horses, because at Todd's house, he lost a couple goats and one of his horses, and he had another horse that had a lot of bad burn wounds on it. So he was wondering if he had to put the horse down or not. So he was looking for a vet to come up to his property and take a look. And so after the three sisters left the town, I followed Todd up to his house and just spent some time with him. And he had one goat that was still alive that was in the pen with the other goats that were victims of the fire. So he was taking this goat out of this pen, and that was the photograph that I ended up running in the paper. It, to me, captured this sort of strength and perseverance, I think, that I saw a lot of in the communities that I was photographing. You know, these lives have just been changed drastically, 180 degrees. Their complete reality, I think, has just been totally shifted, yet they managed to continue to put one foot in front of the other. And you know, there's times where I caught myself asking myself, well, would I have that same type of strength being there in that situation if that happened to my home?